Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today I want to talk to you about the influence of television on your children and on your family. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, we find these very familiar words. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Or another translation says, think on these things. These vital words are life-giving to us if we abide by them. The Lord is telling us that whatever we fill our thought life with, whatever we spend time thinking about or meditating on, this has a great impact on our lives. And so the author, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is telling us, here's what you are to focus your thought life and your attention upon. Whatever is true, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of a good report, if it has any virtue in it, and if there's anything praiseworthy about it, then think on that. And then we find in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, these powerful words, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We know that as a person meditates on a particular area over and over and over and over again, we know that that meditation or that time spent thinking and mulling over a certain thing will certainly affect the person's spirit, their mind, their thought life. We live in a day when television has a phenomenal impact in American culture as well as the cultures of the world. We are being given through the media of television things to think about that do not in any way qualify with regard to the scripture, Philippians 4:8. We are given things on television that are certainly not true, certainly not noble, absolutely not pure, not lovely, not of a good report, things that completely lack virtue and lack anything praiseworthy about them. And because this is the presentation of most of secular television, I would say to you that being a person who spends a lot of time watching TV or allowing your children to watch television, that you are setting yourself up, setting your children up for very powerful and very strong wrong influence on their thought life and on the development of their thinking and of their worldview and of their perception of people and of things and of how the world is and how the world operates. Television is neutral in and of itself. However, depending upon whose hands the medium of television is placed, it can be a blessing or it can literally bring a curse on families. Are you allowing your family, are you allowing yourself to watch television programs that are impure, that are lacking in virtue, that are certainly not praiseworthy? This is the standard that the Lord has placed before us. And I believe that so many families in our country, and definitely many Christian families, have been lulled into watching television programs, sitcoms, even primetime TV that falls way short of God's standard of purity and virtue. And I guarantee you, it affects, impacts, and molds the thinking of the person watching it. Even if you say in your heart, well, I don't agree with that part, the fact that you continually expose yourself to certain sitcoms, you are taking in or being a partaker of, and you could say you're being in agreement with by simply participating through your watching, your vicarious enjoyment of the program. God is calling Christians today to His standard of holiness. And this is not about a legalistic, you shouldn't watch TV message. This is about how serious are you about guarding your family and your own spirit from the pollution, the corruption, the immorality that is so rampant in TV. We know just from the newspaper reports that the major networks introduced the most profanity-laced season ever to come to primetime television. That was its claim for this season. We see on primetime sitcoms that parents are portrayed as witless, as lacking in any wisdom whatsoever, as purposeless in their own life, lacking in ambition other than drinking beer with their buddies. We see parents portrayed as adults that are just putting up with their kids until they run away or move out. We see parents portrayed as absolutely impotent to discipline their own children or to give any guidance whatsoever. We see parents that are tolerant of disrespectful backtalk from their children, also tolerant of a long list of aberrant behaviors, or even joking with their children about sexual themes. We see children on primetime television that are portrayed as impudent, rebellious towards adults without any respect for parents or teachers, the police, or any authority whatsoever. And we see the greatest laughs coming from the smart remarks made by the smart-mouthed teenager or preteen when they talk back to their own parents. We see children portrayed as manipulative liars from a very tender age and worldly way beyond their years. And I bring all of that to you to say that this being a great majority of the content of many primetime sitcoms, and then add to that the violence-laced programs that are considered action programs filled with violence, filled with scenes of destruction, human destruction, and other. You add those two things together and you are talking about the influence of things that do not line up with the Word of God, things that are not noble, that are not pure, that are not true, that totally lack in virtue. God does not want you or your family, your children, marinating their minds with things that are opposed to the Word of God. And don't deceive yourself that a few shows a week will have no influence on your children. That is a very great deception. These programs, because of the visual impact that they have on people, change people's minds. They introduce ideas that the child would have never had outside of the introduction through that visual media. Understand the impact of visual media is very powerful. We know that the eye gate, which is how your eyes, how you take in things through your visual ability, has a powerful influence on the human spirit. And you have to guard that area of your life if you intend to walk with God with a clean spirit. We know the psalmist David said in Psalm 101, I will not put any wicked thing before my eyes. He made a covenant with his eyes that he would not allow unclean things to come before his eyes. And he had nothing in comparison to today's amount of visual possibilities of unclean or wicked or perverse things to put in front of the eyes. Eye gate. So I would say to you, God has called us as his people to be separate from the worldly influences, and the world's darkness is only growing darker. There's gross darkness in the earth as described in the book of Isaiah. And we live in a day when God doesn't want the church overcome with darkness. He wants the church's light to shine brighter than ever and overcome that darkness. So I want to encourage you, if you have been lax perhaps in your vigilance about guarding what your children and what your family, what yourself, what you even watch on television, take to heart God's call to you today. God wants you to think on, to look upon things that are true, noble, pure, lovely, of a good report, virtuous, and praiseworthy, and not things that are unclean, perverse, and opposed to the Word of God. It will require a commitment, and it will require a purpose in your heart to be people that want to do things God's way instead of just getting swept along with the flood of filth that is filling the earth. Make a decision that this is the day that you're going to commit to the Lord, that with His help and by His grace, you are going to walk in the standards of God. It would not be a terrible thing to not have a television in your home. Many people can't imagine that, would feel that they must have a television in order to get the news, but I guarantee you, if major events occur, such as did on September 11th, somebody will let you know. Your neighbor will let you know. Your boss will let you know. People at your work will let you know. You will not be without that information for a very brief period of time if you did not have a television in your home. Consider that possibility. We live in a day when, though there are some good programs, and especially with Christian programming, there are some good things that one can take in through Christian television. However, the majority of what is on the hundreds of channels that are available now brings nothing but a flood of filth into the home and then into the spirit of the watcher. So I encourage you today, ask the Lord what He would have you to do. He wants you to guard and protect your spirit and the heart of your children and to keep your house pure before God. If you're a person that's longed to hear God's voice, understand this, that the Lord wants to speak to you, but so often people's hearts and minds and thoughts and spirits are cluttered with uncleanness, and it's a literal battle for the still small voice of the Lord to be heard if you have been dousing yourself and marinating your mind in these things that are propagated through secular media, secular television, and movies. So I want to just encourage you, God's calling you to a higher level of purity, all of us in the church to that, and not in a negative way, but in the way that says, come to me, my beloved. Draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. The world is trying to have you draw near to it. God's calling you to draw near to Him.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.